Hi, everybody. This isn't an episode, it's an announcement. And it exists because the episode I was planning on releasing this week, which would cover essentially all Italian film we haven't talked about yet before the rise of the fascist leader Mussolini, proved to be a bit too large in scope to get ready for you in time. Actually, that, as you may have noticed, is a pretty common occurrence on this show, much more than I would like it to be. If you take into account all of the episodes and bonus episodes of the podcast I've produced over the last year, I've been able to make an episode, on average, roughly every other week. Sometimes it's been more frequent, sometimes less, but regardless, it's far from the pace I want to set for myself, as a producer, and far from the amount of new educational content I want to provide for you, as an audience. So, here's the announcement. In order to make the show better, I've decided to restructure my professional life in order to dedicate more time to this podcast, and hopefully someday future projects about film history and studies. This means a few things for you. One of the most exciting things that I'm working on is incorporating interviews with film history experts, filmmakers, and activists in order to provide a wider context than just my own research and voice as to how film history affects us today. Dedicating much more time to work on the history of film makes things like that possible. The other is that I'm going to try and expand the sense of community that I hope can be shared by learners and enthusiasts who like to listen to this show. Right now, I think that's going to take the shape of the creation of a The History of Film Facebook group, an idea I've been toying around with almost since the beginning, but I don't really know where it will go from there. It might take me, and hopefully us, a lot of new exciting places together. Another big and unfortunate effect of making these changes is that this feed may end up being a little quiet for the next 2 to 3 weeks while I make the changes that I just mentioned. Hopefully it won't even take that whole amount of time because there are so many things that I'm researching and I'm excited to share with you. There is, of course, all of what will be episode 22, which will become our official wrap-up in Italy for now before heading back to the United States, and if you'll excuse a bit of a tangent here, I'm more convinced than ever that Maciste needs his own bonus episode. He's one of the most fascinating recurring characters in the silent era, and I think he has a lot to teach us both about the politics that surrounded him and how race was consciously depicted on film. Something that I didn't, but definitely should have talked about last week, is that the actor who plays Maciste acts his role in Cabiria while in blackface, but he wasn't in blackface for the later Maciste films. I think examining this particular character in the context of his films can tell us a lot about how race was understood both in film and in wider Italian culture at the time, and I really feel compelled to explore it more with you. Okay, tangent over, but I just wanted to let you know a couple of the things I'm working on, and that the future of the History of Film podcast is bright. There's so much that I can't wait to share with you in future episodes. So I humbly ask your patience as I begin to make all of the changes I need to make to bring this show up to the standard of quality and excellence that I know it can reach very soon. This has been a bit of a long announcement, I know, but I hope it's been a good one. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share with me about this, you can email me at historyoffilmpodcast@gmail.com. And remember,
no story ever written for the screen is as dramatic as the story of the screen itself.